Rickleblog, 17 January 2007, The Color of M's. Yesterday, I berated the Times for overstating our oil consumption by a factor of a million. And a million it was, by the way. I deliberately didn't look for a correction until today, and sure enough, the million was spurious. Today, I temperately call into question a minor item in the Wall Street Journal. I'm certain it isn't off by a factor of a million. It may not be off at all, and I offer this blog as your opportunity to do some original research. Tara Parker Pope is the Journal's health columnist, and her article Tuesday included a number of diet tips. She quoted extensively from a book by Dr. Brian Wansink called Mindless Eating. In his book, based on his own research and that of others, Dr. Wansink lists several examples of what he calls mindless eating, among various common sense items, such as eat more slowly and use smaller containers and plates, was this gem. Too much variety makes us overeat. In one experiment, snackers were given bowls of M&Ms with either 7 colors or 10 colors. Snackers with 10 color options ate an average of 43 more candies than those with just 7 colors to choose from. The premise, too much variety makes us overeat, seems perfectly reasonable if for no other reason than we want to try everything. I'd be likely to eat more chocolates from a box with 20 varieties than I would from a bag of blob-like truffles. Or at least eat more quickly, if only to prevent others from scarfing up a treat I might like. But look at the actual numbers in the example above. Snackers ate an average of 43 more candies when the number of colors, not flavors, was increased from 7 to 10. Photograph of a pile of M's. Observe, if you will, 43 more candies. Even for a power snacker such as this blogger, that would appear to be quant suff for an average consumption session. For science, of course, I might be willing to go a little further. So what to make of the quotation from the article? There are 6 standard colors in a normal bag of M&Ms. Presumably, a predetermined number can be conveyed to a bowl and offered to a panoply of scientifically selected subjects. After some period of snackage, the remainder can be enumerated and the average quantity consumed determined. It is, I believe, well known that M&M flavor is invariant with respect to the reflective characteristics of the individual integuments. Thus, a witting participant in this experiment might be expected to exhibit a consistent consumption profile without regard to M color. Even a naive participant might, while testing each of the oblate experimental subjects, discover for himself this invariance and so disregard its spectral characteristics. An interpretation more favorable to the alleged outcome might assert that the superabundance of a typical M coloration might induce the snackers to at least sample each color M to determine if there is some unexpected novelty. But 43 additional candies for only 3 additional colors? Even if there were only a straight line increase in consumption based on the percentage increase of colors, it would imply that the base consumption would be 100 M's for 7 colors, increasing to 143 for 10 colors. Look again at the photo and decide for yourself if that is probable. I don't consider myself a food expert. I'm certainly not versed in M-nology, although, as I have mentioned before, I do personally know a former director of the Good Housekeeping Institute. I am, however, naturally skeptical of improbable numerical assertions. Just 2 weeks ago, Ms. Parker Pope told me, in her column, that I shouldn't be shoveling snow. Now I see an assertion of exorbitantly increased chocolate consumption. I fear I shall have to consider her future advice more critically. Asterisk. If you were as observant as I expect, you will have noticed that there are 7 M's in the top photograph, while I mentioned, after determining by careful examination, that there are only 6 colors in a normal assortment. If you looked even closer, you may have noticed that the M, second from the left, lacks the uniformity of coloring possessed by its conspecifics. Well spotted. Although I attempted to achieve an indigo coloration in honor of our old friend Mr. Biv, my success in that endeavor has been no greater than what I've achieved in drawing stick figures or anything else of an artistic nature. At least I can count. Now playing, Passion Play, Jethro Tull.